friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
The real story behind the Christmas spider and tinsel on your tree. Written and read by Stacy Marshall. I recently saw this video that adorably showed how spiders may celebrate Christmas today. Okay, it's hard to believe I just said adorable and spider in the same sentence, but just bear with me. There are so many holiday traditions that have their roots in different cultures and customs, but I just never heard the story behind the Christmas spider and tinsel. As it turns out, if you see someone's tree with a spider or spider web ornament hanging on its branches, there may be a hidden reason why that has nothing to do with the tree owners liking creepy crawlers. Many people use tinsel to decorate their tree. It makes the tree look sparkly and shiny, kind of reminds you of icicles, right? You can trace the tinsel's origins back to Germany in 1610. Originally, tinsel was made from silver, but when the candles on the tree smoked the silver and turned it black, manufacturers tested making it out of different metals like tin, lead, and aluminum. In the 1950s, tinsel was more popular than lights for decorating Christmas trees because it was much less of a fire hazard. Eventually, the metal strands evolved into the filmy, metallic plastic that we know today. Those are the facts about tinsel, but the legend behind the beloved decoration is way more interesting. There are many different versions of the story, which has its roots in Germany, but the basic version of the story is as follows. The Legend of the Christmas Spider and Tinsel. Once upon a time, there was a poor widow living in her tiny home with her young children. One day, the children discovered a cast-off tree and pulled it into their home for the holidays. The kids were so excited to have their very own Christmas tree and were so upset when their mother explained they could barely afford food or dinner for the evening, much less decorations for the tree. The children understood, so they wiped their tears as they climbed into bed that Christmas Eve. The tree stood bare in the corner, and the widow shook her head sadly as she herself turned in for the night. But the household's spiders had seen the sadness of the children and their mother, so they climbed all over the tree that night, leaving intricate webs in their wake. Early that Christmas morning, the children called out to the widow, "Mother, mother, come and see what has happened to the tree. It is beautiful." Their mother rushed in to find that during the bitter night while they slept, spiders had spun magical, glittery garlands all over the tree's barren branches. As the family stood in wonder, staring at the beauty before them, they realized that they had everything they truly needed. They had each other, and that was more than enough. As their prayers of gratitude for their blessings reached God's ears, He reached down and touched their tree, turning the dusty webs into magical strands of gold and silver, and the grateful family never wanted for their needs again. From that day forward, it became a tradition for many families to add tinsel to their trees as a way to show their gratitude to God for the many gifts He has bestowed upon them. Author unknown. Now, I had heard the story of the candy cane before, and I found out why some people hide pickles in their trees, but I'd never heard the story behind the Christmas spider and tinsel before. I'll definitely be reminded to say a prayer of gratitude whenever I see tinsel on a tree. And for those of you that haven't heard the candy cane legend, it goes a little like this. Look at a candy cane, and what do you see? Stripes that are red, like the blood shed for me. White for my Savior, who is sinless and pure. J is for the Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure. Turn it around, and a staff you will see. Jesus, my shepherd, is coming for me.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.